headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, residents in fire ant suppression zones are pleading for more support since the flooding. Ex-tropical cyclone Alfred resulted in a rise of nest numbers, attacks on humans and livestock, and travelled the invasive species further down the coast. Since the beginning of March, there has been 60 reports of extreme reactions to fire ant stings requiring medical care. 23 people required hospitalisation. The nationally funded plan to remove fire ants completely before 2032 was quite successful until the flood waters exploded the population. A resident of the scenic rim has seen fire ant nests go from 2 to 110 on her property and says she thinks the government really needs to step up and take this seriously. In national news, a woman has died after being hit by a Transperth bus in East Perth. It was said the bus was heading northbound as the woman stepped onto the causeway road. It occurred at 9 p.m. last night. She was taken to hospital with critical injuries and died shortly after. She is yet to be identified, and police are currently investigating the crash. In international news, Israeli Air Force jets have hit a hospital in Khan Yunis. The IDF confirmed a strike near the hospital, saying it was targeted at a key Hamas militant. Palestinian medics said 5 people were killed at the scene as the death toll rises to 50,000. The Palestinian death toll had slowed for 2 months due to the ceasefire, but has increased significantly since Israel restarted attacks. The Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza has said the recent Israeli fires have killed 673 people, injured 1,233, with 200 of those being children. The Israeli Defense Minister, Israel Katz, said he instructed troops to seize more land and that Israel would take over it if Hamas refuses to release more hostages. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 29, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Tuesday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.